Waterford Roadrunners Winter League going to be in full swing on this coming Wednesday. And delighted to say Joe Cawley, well associated with those fine people, is in studio. Joe,
Ollie,
good season's
things?
Greetings and good to see you.
And many happy returns to you, Ollie. It's great to see you.
You're looking, Joe,
as usual, as sprightly as ever.
He's getting more handsome as time is going on.
But your age, that wouldn't be like a good wine.
Joe walked into the studio and I said to him, every time I see him, he's getting taller. And Joe heard, every time I see you, you're getting more handsome. So they're both applicable, Joe. Both applicable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I was saying, the old smig suits you there now. I wish we were on telly at this stage.
I prefer not to be on telly. I have a face for radio.
Joe, this coming Wednesday is always a massive deal. We see that Santi hats donned and a sea of runners takes to the roads, all beginning, of course, at the RSC.
Yeah, next Wednesday night, lads, 7 o'clock, the RSC, Santa hats, Grinches, Santas, God only, reindeers maybe.
You name you know, it.
A few pets maybe, even along in there, an odd reindeer. So, look, we do it every year. It's the last run of the Winter League this year before we go start a new year next year in January. But we always swing in with yourselves to organise it.
And we so appreciate it. And I have to say, Winter League, a great organisation.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a real appointment to run, isn't it?
Well, what it was really initially set up for, Ollie, was to encourage new young runners and old runners who hadn't run in a while to come back into the running, lose a bit of weight.
Place for everybody, like.
Great for your mental health.
Yeah.
Great to meet people, great social
occasions. I was only going to say, new friends to be made.
But there's a lovely sense of accountability, because like you say, an appointment to run, you know, at this time each week, everyone's going to be running. And the lovely idea of kind of the staggered starts is you'll only start at a time that sort of best suits you. And you're able to do way more than you think you are, because you're surrounded by like-minded people who are in some cases all struggling in their own individual challenges. I did it a couple of times. I really enjoyed it. I tell you now, I couldn't run for a bus, but I really enjoyed being part of the Winter League.
Yeah, it's one of them occasions where you're basically running with people of your own standard. And some week you'd be feeling an awful lot better, so you'd push on a bit. Then I'd say, geez, I better keep up with her next week. And you push on a bit. And the next thing is, before you know it, you're going faster than you ever thought you'd ever go. And that's what it's all about. It's all about getting out there, getting fit, getting mentally fit, and just using it as a way of getting out of the house. A funny story, I was in a pub one night. This pub man arrived up with a pint of Guinness for me, and I says, what's that for? He says, that's for saving me marriage. And I says, what do you mean? He says, on Wednesday night now, he says, I can sit down at the television and watch the Champions League, and she goes out and does the Winter League.
Oh, I love that.
And I mean, marriage counselling was never high on my agenda when I started out this, but it's
you think of all the money they've saved on individual therapies and counselling.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah.
And just to remind people, all in aid of the WR Christmas Appeal, which of course is in aid of the St. Vincent de Paul.
Look, we all know the great work that St. Vincent de Paul do throughout the county and indeed the country, especially locally here. I've been donated many charity events like yourselves to St. Vincent de Paul. It's a brilliant organisation, and we need to keep that organisation up and running and going, because like everywhere, people struggle at Christmas, and we need to keep these people on board. We need to keep them stable, mentally strong and financially strong, to keep them to get over the Christmas, which is a very sad and depressing period of time in their lives. But if we can get them over it and get them into a new year and think new things and new ideas and get them out of that depression, all the better.
So let us know what's happening this Wednesday, Joe. Is obviously the Winter League, you're obviously enrolled to take part in that, and you're there sort of every single week, you've registered. So for the Santa hat run, is it only people, say, who have taken part in it up to this point? Can anyone just jump along for the last week of it? Can you support people?
Anybody can come on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We as they say in the job, we're having a silent collection. So there will be buckets there, hopefully full of notes, but if there's change, we'll take it and count it. And 7 o'clock, three things. One, high vis is essential. Two, please arrive on time, because we expect a big crowd, and to get people registered and get people to throw in their silent collection, and three, just to be careful out there when they're running.
Sound advice. Sound and advice. Obviously there's the Gardaí are always brilliant, and so many volunteers as well with you, Joe, keeping an eye on the runners, making sure that everyone's very safe.
Absolutely. Look, we have a dedicated group of stewards that come every Wednesday night to us. They have volunteered to come again this Wednesday night, and hopefully we'll get a huge crowd.
I have to say, they offer great encouragement as well to everybody going around, you know. Just,
well, Ali, if I saw you coming up past me, I would give you a bit of encouragement. I'm not saying what type of encouragement, but I give you encouragement.
There you go.
That's it.
Joe, listen, a real pleasure talking. Always good to see you, can I say, Mr. Joe Cawley, and to all the Waterford Roadrunners and everybody involved. And as he says, it's an open invitation. Don't necessarily have to be a part of the ongoing runs, let's say. You can be a guest on the night.
And you can indeed, and you can come again in January.
Yes. I was just going to say, you'd probably get sucked in there. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Joe, real pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you very much.
Happy Christmas, Joe.
Thank you.
Happy Christmas. Bye-bye.